We are following developing news now. SAG-AFTRA has reached a tentative agreement with the major Hollywood studios, avoiding a repeat of the strikes from just 3 years ago.
NBC4's Macy Jenkins is live outside the SAG-AFTRA headquarters in Mid-Wilshire. Macy.
Hi, Kathy and Jonathan. Well, listen, we will not know what's in that agreement until the SAG National Board has a chance to review it. One of the biggest issues, just like it was 3 years ago, protections against AI, which is getting smarter and more advanced by the minute. This cinematic showdown between Hollywood A-listers Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise drew millions of views on social media earlier this year, and harsh critiques because this is completely AI-generated.
They're taking the likeness of major performers like Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt, and they're just able to replicate it in seconds.
It's a major concern for SAG-AFTRA actors like Chuck Slavin, one he hopes is addressed in the tentative agreement reached Saturday between SAG and the AMPTP, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm a little concerned. Overall, I think the future is rapidly changing, and I think that we certainly need to protect image likeness when it comes to AI. We need to ensure that members get royalties and residuals on the work that they're doing. Scanning is a major threat.
A tentative deal avoids a repeat of 2023, when SAG-AFTRA's 160,000-plus members went on strike for 4 months, demanding fair pay and protections against AI stealing their livelihood. It comes just 1 month after the Writers Guild of America reached a 4-year deal with the AMPTP. Historically, these contracts have been 3-year deals, but in exchange for adding the 4th year in the WGA's recent agreement, the union received a $321 million infusion into its health fund.
Looking at how fast technology is advancing, a 4-year deal locks us into a disadvantage.